The Baylor bubble has long been a term used to describe students whose awareness of the greater Waco area extends very little beyond the campus and their favorite restaurants or stores. But more and more students are defying the notion of the Baylor bubble, and the university is working to involve them in community service before they even get to campus. Jonathan Wilson is the summer meal specialist for the Texas Hunger Initiative.
So this is a great way to get our students involved in the community right from the get-go.
He's talking about the Baylor Line Camp, a sort of extended orientation for students who decide on their own to come learn more about Baylor traditions and culture, participated in week-long camps with their fellow incoming students. But they're going beyond learning the Sikkim hand motion or the stories behind the names on campus buildings. Aaron Pesor, the Associate Director of Leader Development and Civic Engagement, organized a service project with the Texas Hunger Initiative designed to get them to think about the community needs as a key part of their college experience.
One of the reasons that service is so important for us to be a part of Baylor Line Campus, we get to introduce students early on to that part. And it's a key part of our mission as a university is really to prepare, educate students for worldwide leadership and service. And so starting them off at Line Camp, we want this to really whet their appetite, to introduce them early on to the community that they're going to call home. We want them to feel at home here. We want them to engage in the community, to really love our neighbors.
Over 1,000 students learned that lesson throughout the Baylor Line Camps, passing out flyers designed to let eligible families know of the summer food service program that provides free breakfasts and lunches for students eligible for reduced lunch. It's a program that fights food insecurity, but it's only as effective as awareness of it allows it to be.
Last year, 27,000 children in McLennan County are eligible for free and reduced lunch, yet less than 3,000 participated in the program. So it's still really low participation rates, and it's such a great program. So we really wanted to help boost those and just encourage people to take advantage of it.
Including students in the service project has multiple outcomes. It meets the needs of the Texas Hunger Initiative, as 1,000 students can cover a lot more ground than the 15 people who did similar walks last summer. But it also plants the seeds of service in the minds of students, introducing them to a side of Waco that the busyness of a freshman year can sometimes hide. Landon Wilson is an incoming freshman from Abilene.
I think it definitely gave me a better picture because I know Baylor really, my sister goes here, and so I've kind of been around, but I've never gone into the community very much, and I thought it was really good to get out there and see this early in the summer so that when I come back in the fall, I think that I'll know where to go.
The camp not only demystified service opportunities, but said soon-to-be Baylor students Cynthia Mahesh and Emily Larson made it less intimidating as well.
Like, you feel more comfortable like when you have other people around you, so like it wasn't as scary to like, you know, just walk up to a house and hang something on the doorknob like if you had a few people around you. So it was fun.
We have like our own leaders, and like there's 12 people, and like all the activities we do. The first day, like, we were a little, like kind of forgot each other's names, but the more activities we did, like, we competed against other groups, so, like, we grew as a family.
The camp will wrap up with a new set of students at the end of the week, but, says Jonathan Wilson of the Texas Hunger Initiative, it can have a lasting impact in opening students' eyes to the needs of the community.
Right, and so if we can introduce them to this issue and the get-go, then the door is just open to all the other issues that are out there that they can be working with.
Prior stories on the summer food service program can be found online at www.kwbu.org/news. For KWBU News, I'm Derek Smith.